I said it before and I'll say it again. Life moves pretty fast. You don't stop and look around once in a while, you could miss it.
Welcome back to the Tommy John Show. I'm Tommy Johns. It is Labor Day. We are celebrating all the labor that we've done on the podcast, past, future, and present. And I am joined in studio by Dan, the happy man. How you doing?
I'm doing great, as usual, because I'm happy. Clap along.
That's good. I saw actually a tweet that was like, could you imagine if Pharrell came out with that song this year? Nobody would.
They'd be like, it wouldn't take. It's timing's everything.
I'd be like, shut up.
Like, come on, Pharrell.
But we got a nice little potty waddy for you today. We're actually headed to a comedy show after this. An outdoor, socially distanced
comedy show
at a baseball field. Not a stadium.
It will be an active baseball field. There will be a game going on. It's a new thing. MLB's trying. get fans involved.
Yeah. So that should be fun. We'll obviously talk about that in the next episode. If it was good. I imagine it will be.
I think it will
be. Or at least be interesting.
Yeah.
So, man. How you been? How's 2 weeks since the last episode?
Has it?
Yeah, we didn't do one last week. I think we were a little bit busy. But
been good. I mean, I've been working at the store a lot. Been walking the dog, got stung by bees.
I heard about that.
Yeah, that was fun.
How's your hand?
It's still swollen. It's still not too bad, but it's mainly sore. I put like something on it.
You
peanut butter.
You were telling that
spread of peanut butter on
it. Is that before the bee sting or
after?
You were telling us at the family party yesterday about it, and you threw it on the table, and I couldn't help but laugh. It was so...
Yeah, it was much bigger yesterday.
Comically, you know, different than your regular hand.
Yeah. It was funny because when I went into work, I told Jeff, I was like, hey, I just want to thank you because I wouldn't have been able to find my phone if you didn't text me for breakfast. Because I was, for like 20 minutes, I was looking for my phone because... The bees chased me down the hill on top of above the public school. Like where there's a walking path. And I was taking the dog on the walking path, hopped up on there and was running because the bees chased me.
Jesus.
And I threw my phone. No clue where.
You threw your phone.
Well, I was waving my hands.
Yeah.
This is, it sounds like a joke, but it happened. And I was so mad. Because I was like, oh, where's my phone? I couldn't. So I was going to have to walk all the way back, get someone to call me. And luckily he, and then I got breakfast out of it. It was great. I got to find my phone from the text and be like, awesome. Yeah, sure. I'll get some bacon, egg, and cheese. But I did get stung by four bees and that.
How did you find your phone? Because he texted you?
It went ding.
As you were looking for it?
As I was looking for it.
Wow.
And that led me to where it was. And I was like, oh, yes. Because I had no... I was running for like 5 minutes from bees. And it was downhill.
With the dog.
The dog was running next to me because I didn't have the dog leash. The path you can let the dog...
It
was 7 in the morning. No one was there. I let the dog go. And I just hopped up on a log. Like, I was listening to music, you know. You're in the woods. You kind of footloose it. You just dance sometimes.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
And I happened to dance right into a bee's nest. And it was in a log. Like a hot part of it was hollowed out. And that was the bee's nest.
And like hornets or something?
Yeah. And they latched onto me. Because, again, I understand why. I threatened their queen probably. And they're
now,
like, hey.
Do you remember that movie... what the hell is the movie where Macaulay Culkin gets stung by bees and dies?
Oh, yeah, with the little...
My Girl?
My Girl, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's what it is.
Yeah.
I do remember that.
That movie was, like, traumatized. That was, like, the first movie I watched where it was, like, a kid's movie, but it was, like, Oh, yeah. Someone dies.
And it's a kid.
Yeah. So, I think I was like, am I allergic to bees? Like him? Because that's why he died. Like, he was allergic. Yeah. So, I just remember being terrified. That just reminded me of that. But, obviously, you're a grown man and not allergic to bees.
One stung me right in the heart. Like, right where my heart would be.
Mm-hmm. If you had one.
If I had one. Yeah. But... And that was the only one that while I was running, I was like, I'm going to go into anaphylaxis because the poison's right now. I don't know.
Yeah, you know, I mean.
So many latched onto my shirt and they were in my hair. I'm not afraid of bees, but it was terrifying. I don't want to get stung anymore. It hurts. They latch on and they just keep stinging. It's like they pump it. The one in my foot, because it crawled into my shoe and was stinging me inside my shoe, I could feel that one like pulsate. It was like every time it stung.
Jesus.
And I was so angry at that point because that was later. It was like a minute after I thought I got them all off. And then all of a sudden it was like, boom, right on my foot.
Isn't it crazy they can just go right through like clothing?
So like they can. It's not easy. Like there were a bunch. I don't know how I didn't get more stung because of how many were like latched onto my shirt and they look like they flex their pelt. I don't know the I don't know the parts of a bug, but the thorax, whatever, the pelvis, they were like flexing it trying to sting me, but they couldn't get through. So like they weren't all getting through. It was just occasionally one got close, and like that's why this one on my chest wasn't that bad. Like it wasn't, these ones were, this one was deep because it was just on my hand. And I think it just swells up, more likely to swell up.
Yeah.
Because there's not that much skin there.
At least I don't have that much skin. Yeah. You know, I've been flexing, I've been working out. But
It's pretty intense, man. Well, we're glad you're all right.
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah.
It's a good time. Everyone should try it. I mean, don't go out and hunt bees. Just let bees be bees.
Let them be. So, I want to talk a little bit about Magic the Gathering.
Okay.
Trading card game, which we are both fans of.
Mm-hmm.
I've just been like thinking of it. Oh, man. Because like we're starting to get to somewhat, not like, we're still very far from any kind of normalcy in the world with COVID.
Yeah.
You know, you can go to restaurants now, kind of.
Especially because if you watch the news, it's like, the winter, it's coming back. Yeah, it's imminent. And so... People, I'm like, well, why are we opening up? If that's what it is, then why are we? I don't understand. But people have to do their job, like life.
And the news is, you know, they like to incite
turn up the emotions to
fear. But you know, obviously, you know, I went to the movies last week. Socially distanced. We'll talk about that later. You know, you can do it like in the confines of the rules of today. But, you know, one thing that's not really going to be happening anytime soon is like large gatherings where you're close to other people, you know?
Yeah.
And I started thinking, it was like, what's the next thing? I mean, I miss concerts. I miss sporting events, orgies, big time.
Missing out.
You got to get tested before you do them now. It's annoying. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I miss Magic tournaments. Big tournaments.
I know. And it's all going to be just arena.
Yeah.
That's all. I mean.
For now, yeah.
But that's what it is now. And I don't know how. They got arena to the point that it needed to be at.
Yeah.
Right before COVID. Oh, it was perfect. It was like, because arena's great. I really have no issues with it.
Yeah, I mean, it bugs out every once in a while. And I think it can't handle like certain combos. But yeah.
But for the most part, I'm saying what they've given to players has been nice to have, because Magic Online was good, just a little, wasn't as smooth.
Archaic.
Yeah. Like Arena's much smoother, much better for people. I think it gets people interested in Magic. Yeah.
I mean, there's a whole slew of new players that only know it through Arena.
Yeah. And I think they're doing a good job.
And I don't think paper magic's going anywhere because that's how they make money, obviously. Oh, yeah. So, I mean, when that comes back, I mean, I know that at the beginning of this year, you know, was, you know, we talked about it on an episode, you know.
But they're making money. Like,
oh, yeah.
They're making tons of money on Arena.
Oh, yeah, they
are. The fact that they were offered up that $1 million prize or whatever, that means they're making money.
Yeah.
You know that they're
doing. Oh, definitely. But, you know, the beginning of the year, we had a Magic tournament, had some highs and lows, did well, got DQ'd, whatever.
That was rough.
But I do miss it. I want to get back, and I had decided that I think the best thing to do would be to just get back and start doing it again. You know, it's fun. It's fun.
Arena?
I've been playing Arena. I haven't stopped playing Arena, but...
I haven't played.
Yeah.
I haven't played in a while.
Yeah, but there's a new set coming out, but I was thinking about, because I got DQ'd for supposedly cheating, and I was thinking...
Yeah, that was BS. I gotta say.
It was.
I was there. I will wholeheartedly agree that that was... Really dumb. The ruling, I think a warning would have, I don't think it was. It
wasn't great. Yeah. But, you know, it's neat. We've talked about that ad nauseum. But I thought this was something we could have talked about when it happened, to kind of like think about some stories of like when there was some blatant cheating in our over 10 years of playing now. And the one that, a kid named Alex played at our local store. He so blatantly cheated, like when you look back on it. So he would do this thing. He went on a run where it was like 6 weeks in a row he took down the weekly tournament.
And not saying people can't do that. It was just he played vampires and he always curved out.
Yeah, like, it was like
no, there was no so you had to get lucky and somehow beat that curve of whatever the vampire perfect curve out. And it was a crazy curve out.
Which is fine. It's like, all right, that happens sometimes. You just, you draw well and you do well. It's like not a bad deck. But the thing is that, so in Magic, if you don't know, you shuffle your deck like right before a tournament or for a match, you shuffle your deck. You present it to your opponent, and you allow them to cut it so they can randomize it a little more, kind of like a precaution to cheating. Mm-hmm. And this kid, Alex, said that he was a germaphobe, which he might have been, and he didn't want people to touch his deck, which is, as the kids say, pretty sus these days. And...
Yeah, I mean it's suspect because of just purely on data. Mm-hmm. If you look at his look at the win record and look at as far as not saying he's who knows if he's the best player.
Yeah,
it he was curving out. Like it wasn't a different circumstance because there were always this. He was playing the same thing because he was curving out perfectly every time, which is I think statistically. It's improbable at least, and he's the only one not having his deck being cut.
Yeah, and the way he shuffled was weird.
I don't know,
but it doesn't matter. I mean, we don't know for sure, but that seemed like a very blatant thing. But that was also the local game store. It wasn't like a big competitive.
Yeah, there was also things where you were some people were
drawing extra cards. Yeah, little like, janks.
He would just have like 8 cards in his hand. You look down and he'll like slide it into his lap.
Yeah.
And then just pick it up. Like if you're not paying attention and I'm not paying attention to them, trying to figure out what I'm going to do. That's whole magic. It's mm-hmm. being like, all right, if I can just like have better value, kill their thing with have my thing out, you know, just, yeah. And I have more cards. And then you look up and he's like, how do you have 8 cards?
Yeah, I know.
And he's just like, and then they don't explain. He's just like, I just have 8. Yeah. Because he would always be like, what are you saying? I'm like, how do you have 8 cards? And he'll be like, I'll put one back. And because Will would call him.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And he put one back. And Will be like, if you're going to put one back, then you cheated.
Yeah.
He's like, the fact that you put one back, like, and he'd be like, I didn't. I don't know why. Yeah. And then like, Will, he just...
Yeah, it was frustrating. I mean, all of that was at the local level. So
it's kids, though. Yeah, you're a kid. It's kids. Like you gotta realize you're playing against it. It's just frustrating. When I'm like, how do I beat this? How did you do this? Yeah. How do you have not? Like, I drew more cards than you, and you like more spells that draw me cards, and you have, like, if you count their entire, like, that's what Will would do. He'd be like, all right, let's go by turns. Yeah, yeah. Let's, like, because Will knows, he's like, I know how many turns there are based on my cards.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and then he could go back and be like, yeah, he cheated. See?
Yep. Yep.
It's nice when you can prove it.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, yeah.
That's the best thing. Like, and he's like, yeah, math can prove a lot of things.
Yep. Yep. But, you know, the cheating aside, Magic, I'm excited to get back to it. And Arena's been great, and they just announced the slate of new sets for the next year. We're starting with...
completely out?
Yeah, well, yeah. So, in a couple weeks, 2 weeks, I think, we got Zendikar Rising, which is the original Zendikar was the first set we really started playing a lot, which is awesome.
That was... But they had Blood Braids. That was the set.
They had it before, so that was out already. And then, so we got Zendikar Rising. We already knew about that, but in the winter, January, we got a new set called Kaldheim, which is a Viking theme set. It's really cool. Sounds gonna be like dope. Probably like some ice snowlands maybe coming back.
What's good now? What's top tier?
Anything blue green still.
Yeah,
it's pretty annoying. But you know, everything's gonna rotate in a couple weeks.
I just like finding little niche decks that I can play. This is why I like Arena. It's not, as far as I know, it's not a skill, because one game wins. Like, I always do those. Just it's not that hard.
Oh, best of one. Yeah.
If I have a combo you don't know about.
Yeah.
And like, that's how I always find those little combos, and I win a lot just doing best of one of these silly little combos, because
they don't know what's going on.
Yeah, people won't kill it, and it's. When a new set comes out, it's always fun. Like, and that's why I play for a little while with a new set, and then people find these combos, or they just have the answers. They build them into the deck, and it's just like that. Oh, that was just an answer because that's a better deck now. Like, whatever the better deck is now, it answers, because decks are very, you know, the best decks are always going to be
versatile. In terms of. Overtime results.
Yeah.
We got Kaldheim is going to be a Viking theme set. It was cool. And then after that, it's called Strixhaven in the spring, which is going to be about like a wizarding school. Sounds like Hogwarts.
Yeah.
We can talk about that in a sec. And then instead, usually every summer they do a core set, which is like kind of basic play for beginner players. In lieu of that, they're going to have a crossover set with Dungeons and Dragons.
Yeah, that's what you said. That's so awesome.
If you're a D&D fan or Magic fan, I think it would be pretty sweet. There are going to be a lot of monsters and items and creatures and people from the D&D world that they're going to bring in.
This is a long time coming, you know?
Oh, yeah, because it's owned by the same company. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. And then next fall, we're going back to Innistrad, and they're going to do two sets. One vampires, one werewolves. So that would be cool. But,
so what about that, not quite Goyf, Nighthawk kind of thing?
Oh, that card's really good.
He is.
Yeah.
What do you think his value is going to get to?
He's
only got a 3 butt, so he can always be bolted, which is why.
Yeah. But, we'll see. But, you said you had some Wizards Unite stuff.
Oh, Wizards Unite did. They done messed up. So they didn't mess up. What they did was they made a bug in the game.
Yeah.
That there's a charm that allows you to duplicate certain, you know, foundables, the things you need in the game. And if there was an emergency one, it's the rarest one, you multiply it by, and it was multiplying it by like 8. So it would show 8 of them on the map. And the original text apparently says only one. It's only supposed to show one rare other one. So they let this go for a month and a half and let people like get used to how the game, and then it was so much fun, because the game is very difficult. And I understand where they're coming from, but they let it go for far too long and got it was over almost 2 months to where we were like, everyone was playing with new players, were enjoying it because it was allowing them to get more of these new currencies that you need. And you need to get them by grinding emergency found. Like, that's the best way to do it. So
players were just progressing too quickly. So it sucks, and a lot of players were mad. But then they knew they fucked up, so they gave – there's an event tomorrow where – and there's going to be dragons.
Ooh.
Yeah. It's going to be cool. But it still sucks. The event's nice because I can probably grind my way to 60. Like
level 60?
Yeah, and otherwise it would take me like 3 months. Because like dragons are like a one-shot kill, and you – get a lot of XP. So they did do something nice, but it's frustrating that the whole game, there's a skill tree you invest in for these charms, and it's a lot of time to grind to invest things into them. And if you choose one to spend, like you invest there's like time locked currencies.
Yeah.
And you get them every month in an event. And if I use that to unlock this thing that now sucks, because it's not like I would have used it on something else. So it sucks, but what are you going to do? It's a handheld game.
True. Yeah. But, you know, mobile games are kind of, they're popular. Like, there's a whole generation of kids that are just so used to mobile games. Like, they'll play like Call of Duty and Fortnite on their phones.
Oh, yeah.
And they're just like, how are they doing that? Like, I try to do stuff like that on my phone. I'm like, I feel like
I'm good at Clash Royale.
Yeah.
Like, that's the only thing. That and Wizards Unite are the only thing I play.
But like the games like that you would normally play with a controller, I don't understand.
Oh, how. Yeah. Like the kids are, yeah, because they've been playing it. Like, I don't understand how Alex is.
Not the Magic player Alex from earlier. Alex Romeo?
No, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, like.
He's good.
He's. Not mobile, but regular.
Yeah.
I don't know how some players are. Like, I would watch him play Call of Duty, and he would go for like 60 and 1 death. I'm like, I don't understand. Like, and in a time frame where I'm like, dude, what? How are you doing this?
Yeah, I mean, people just have a different understanding.
I mean, they put in a lot more time. I know that.
Yeah.
Obviously.
But I mean, your brother was great at Battlefield or whatever.
He was. Yeah, he was really good at Battlefield. Why I think he went into the army, because he's like, I like this. I can solve problems on through war.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, you know what?
All right, well, you're going to go into the army. But he's going to make maps. He likes geography. So,
yeah. And he just got to work on his grammar, because I read one of those letters.
My grammar's not great either.
It's almost like, it feels like he's trolling a little bit.
He could tighten. I don't think he's. No, he has something with his.
Really?
Yeah, he has he had to go, when he was younger, go for, classes to write. It's like a
handwriting?
Yeah, he has a disorder that he can't, it's something that doesn't connect, so he really struggles with, like, handwriting.
Is it, I could see his handwriting's pretty atrocious.
Yeah, but it's because there, it's
but something. I meant more in terms of, like, his sentence structure. It's like, me do this.
No, that is trolling. He knows how to write. Like, yeah. But he doesn't, because whenever he writes, he feels like, I don't know, he doesn't. So he's writing like Rick and Morty.
Yeah.
That's like, he writes like bro, you gotta don't forget to get the excellent, here's another extravagant letter.
I tell you what, I mean, as hard as it is to read both as from a handwriting perspective and a grammar perspective,
but
that makes
just,
it really easy to read in his voice.
That's just those letters. Like he can write, but his handwriting, I thought you meant.
Oh,
he
no,
actually
no.
Like the, his handwriting he had.
I mean, he had to. I don't know anybody in our family that has good handwriting. I think we're
all terrible handwriting.
So,
but give me a computer. I can type stuff. It looks much nicer.
Give me a computer and I'll show you the world, through podcasts.
Podcast.
Food. We're eating. What are we eating right here?
We are eating delicious French mozzarella and bourguignonese. Roast rump.
I just have a little bit of a rant on food. It's a small rant. Okay.
On what food?
First, I should ask you, have you ever had the cotton candy grapes?
No, I think you mentioned these to me.
Yeah.
Someone has.
Yeah. I mean, so there.
Or is it. Have you mentioned these to me?
I probably have.
I've never had cotton candy grapes.
So, all right. So, I've gotten in not fights, but like disagreements with people. I've gotten these cotton candy grapes. So what they're supposed to taste like cotton candy.
Okay.
And I have them, and to
why?
Why? Because they're genetically modified, or
to taste like cotton. That's what they chose.
I guess it made the most sense with how it.
Okay. I don't know. I don't know science.
Yeah.
Whatever. Molecular structures of grapes.
But people swear that they do taste like cotton candy. I put it in my mouth and I'm like, oh, it's just like a sweet grape. That's it.
Like a sweet grape?
And I get mad because you're paying a lot more for the cotton candy.
How much are you paying for these?
I feel like.
Are you sure we haven't talked about cotton candy grapes?
We may have. But I it just reminded me recently because I tried some. I mean, when they first came out, I remember the first one I bought was like $18 a bag.
Oh, yo, don't do that.
Well, this was like 8 years ago.
Robbed. Someone was probably someone probably just sold you regular grapes and told you, yeah, we talked about grapes on this podcast because. In New Orleans, I got some guy was like, "You want to buy some grapes?"
Oh my god!
And you were like, "Yeah, fuck that, cotton candy grapes." I had them. I was like, "What are cotton candy grapes?" Oh, you told me about this. I
forgot that we talked about.
We've grapes. Talked about grapes.
All right. Well, disregard everything. I don't think they taste like cotton candy, and they're
you
too
still
expensive.
You had that? Yes.
Yeah.
How are they still $18?
No. This is like when it first came out.
Cause you were like, that guy's probably slinging. Cause
you couldn't even
cotton candy grapes. I was like, I don't know what that is.
Yeah, like it was probably like you couldn't even get them in grocery stores. You had to go to like special farmers.
And now
market.
They're all over.
Now you can get them at grocery stores.
I have to try these. We should get Bags and Matt to try them. Then weigh in on this. Yeah. I think this is another great debate, and whether or not we should.
Would they benefit by some cotton candy crumbs in there?
That's what I was just about to say. Or sprinkle some honey mustard dust on grapes. Whether whole grapes, whole cotton candy, honey mustard grapes.
All right. So, yeah, that's we already talked about grapes. What about glizzies?
I don't know what glizzies are.
You haven't heard of glizzies?
Maybe we've talked about this. I don't
know. So, apparently, this is what people on the internet call hot dogs.
Nah.
I swear to God.
Glizzies?
Let me look up the Urban Dictionary definition, but for some reason, that's our tickets for later.
Yep, just says hot dog.
Glizzy. G-L-I-Z-Z-Y. Glizzy Urban Dictionary. Glizzy could be short for Glock or also used for hot dog weenie.
I've never heard glizzy.
Don't make me pull out my glizzy. Either way, in this case, you'd be getting fucked. So,
I like that description.
So, hot dogs. You a fan?
Of hot dogs?
Yeah.
Especially beef. I like beef hot dogs.
Nice, dude.
I mean, we're talking about like hot dogs.
Yeah, actual hot dogs. Okay. We were going to go to a place in Belmar. I went to the beach 2 weeks ago. We were going to go to a place called Relish, which is supposed to be really good, but it was temporary closed. But there's another place right down the street called Sonny's Grill. Went there, and you can go in there, and they got all these different hot dogs you can order, like, with different toppings. It's, like, some crazy shit. Like, this one's got fried chicken and mac and cheese.
That's my kind of hot dog.
And, like, I got, like, some chili dogs with, like, hot peppers on it and, you know, crumbled Doritos and
love
shit.
The hots.
Hot. Oh, yeah. Spicy. I got some hot sauce if you want to try.
I can later. My ass refluxes.
Yeah, no, this is, then you won't enjoy. But
I probably enjoy it, but
no. It hurts.
Later it will.
It hurts. I put a single drop.
On my pee hole.
This is an aside from the hot dogs, but I have this hot sauce. I put a single drop. In a, like a cocktail shaker because I was making a margarita. I just wanted a little spice in there. Single drop, and it made the whole thing super spicy. Like a half a drop.
Yeah, I would not like.
But anyway,
to try that, I would die.
But the cool thing about this hot dog place, Sonny's Grill, is you go in, they're like, all right, I want the Springsteen dog or whatever. And they're like, all right, you want it grilled, fried, or dirty water. Dirty water is like the...
Boiled?
Basically like New York hot dog stand. Hot dogs, basically. Okay. Yeah, in the water. Yeah. Boiled, I guess.
Water.
And then fried's the way to go, I think. The way, like, Hot Dog Johnny's does it. And mm-hmm. I think... and were you? You were not Nathan's? With us when we went to Rutt's Hut.
Rutt's Hut?
In Clifton.
I've never been to Rutt's Hut. No.
It was...
What about Pink's?
Wait. Did you go see Olin?
No.
I never saw Olin. Oh, okay.
Yeah. You guys invited me. I don't know where I was. I was probably with...
I think you were down in Florida or Dallas or something like that.
I was traveling a lot that year. A lot of traveling.
But it's the best hot dog in the state of New Jersey. And
what's it called?
Rutt's Hut.
It's the best hot dog. Who named this? Decides that?
NJ.com ranks it number one every year and stuff like that. You know, whatever.
Okay.
It's good. Like we had it. Good? They have it's home of the Ripper. They call it the Rippers because it's got the casing, right? On the hot dog, like, you know, like a good hot dog's got the good casing.
Uh-huh.
And it rips because they're throwing it in, like, the oil and frying it up. And that's why it's called a ripper.
All right.
And it's just like a solid hot dog.
It's a solid hot dog. Is it better than the hot dog you... Didn't you have a good hot dog in Iceland?
I wouldn't say it's better than that.
No.
That was the best hot dog I've ever had in my life.
Okay. All right. Well, I wanted a comparison. Yeah. All right. Yeah. But let me throw it somewhere under there. How far down?
Not that far.
No, so it's a good hot dog. Okay.
It's a really good hot dog.
How long are they?
I think they're pretty normal size.
Pretty normal, pretty average.
Pretty average. Right. Okay. You know, five it's and not, a half,
yeah.
six.
Yeah, okay.
I don't know. But it's good.
Girthy?
Yeah.
Are we talking like a Hammer and Glen girth?
No.
You remember those?
Those are good hot dogs.
Those were sometimes good, though. Sometimes they were like not warm, and you're just and you just have to like just cover it up with. Everything. Give me the relish, the onions, the, I don't know.
The golf course that we played in high school had good hot dogs. That's Heron Glen.
Yeah, we played them.
I think. And I think that would benefit from getting a nice fry on it. Like,
Those were just thick hot dogs.
They were some big old boys.
And nice and good buns. They had some, they weren't good like,
buns, yeah.
Yeah, it was a weird place to have a hot dog that was like, this is, because it was like, $4. How much was it? $5 for a hot dog? It was pretty a lot. And like, what? And then we got it, and I was like, actually, I'm not disappointed.
As a whole meal.
I was like, I'm not disappointed.
No.
Honestly.
They were good. I don't know if they still make them there, but.
No, I don't know what they do there anymore. Yeah.
But yeah, nah, that's Glizzy's, man. That's
Glizzy.
That's the new, new segment on the podcast, Glizzy Talk.
I got that Glizzy.
So me and my lady were, well, I was rewatching. She had never seen them. We were The Hobbit movies.
Yeah.
Which I think it goes without saying, not anywhere near the quality of Lord of the Rings, but still fun to watch.
I have strong opinions as to, like, I agree that with that sentiment, like, they're fun to watch.
Yeah.
I will watch them because they made The Hobbit. You know, I don't care. They did it. I'm happy that it was done. And the actors they chose, it was fun. I like the songs. I just wish they just made like one or two just good ones. Like, just cut out all the bullshit and give me The Hobbit. Like, I wish it was one.
Yeah.
Because The Hobbit is not a long book. And like, because I read it.
It
was like one of the books that, and I was like, oh, this wasn't that hard. Reading is not hard. Like,
yeah.
It gave me hope. And like, it should have. It was so simple because it's a children's book.
It's a children's book, and the movies did have that vibe a little bit. And I think it was originally going to be two movies, and then
they just drew it out. It was just
money, man.
Because I like the Riddle in the Dark.
There's
parts I'm like, this is great.
Yeah,
it's The Hobbit. You know, it's Lord of the Rings, but you know, the prequel.
I think somebody online pieced together everything that would have been just
book cut.
So watching it made me think about, so in the first one, there's this like really cool scene in the, like the Goblin King's like dungeon area where like they escape and they're running and they're like fighting off the goblins and getting chased. There's a big chase scene, really great action scene, and which is awesome. And then in the second one, they have the barrels when they're like, like escaping from the wood elves. They're in the barrels in the river. And then there's this one scene where Bomber, the big fat dwarf, this fattest dwarf, he like in his barrel gets like a, an orc, stabs it with like a spear and it gets caught. And he flips out onto the side of the river and he's like bouncing down, like hitting all these orcs. And it's like comical and funny and like really fun to watch. And then like he gets to the end, he like runs into like one more orc and then he's the barrel stops and he like pops out his legs and arms and he starts fighting and twirling. And then he does. Do you remember?
I remember some of it. I remember. And
but he, when he's done fighting the orcs, he does like this like dive into one of the other barrels that's still floating down the river where he's just like
I don't
like
remember that. No.
I'll show you after the thing. I mean, rewatch the movies.
I
haven't.
I saw them I think twice. Mm-hmm. And that was just with like once, you know, the first time when they came out and then once other just with people here and there.
So basically that made me think about what is some, like, obviously that was a written out like choreographed action scene. What are some great choreographed, like filmed, written out action scenes from movies that, you know?
Hannah?
Remind me. I remember that
it's
movie.
It's like one shot. It's the fight scene. Like, it's the final fight scene. It's like long. One shot, and it's a very.
Is it like at that like abandoned, like apartment complex in like Russia or whatever?
Yeah, but it's outside, like in the, as they're running like out into the parking lot or like not through the,
there's like an amusement park kind of thing.
It's a weird movie, but yeah, I remember really good. I remember that being a very good action scene, as well as the one from Old Boy, the one where it's the hallway,
which is a great
scene
movie
where he, it's a great movie, it's a messed up movie.
Oh yeah, super but messed up,
where he fights like all the people and that's just like one shot where it pulls out. I like some of the one-shot fight scenes are really cool. Like, I think Old Boy. And, I mean, as far as choreographed, like, John Wick, like, the motorcycle horse.
Oh, yeah, that stuff was awesome.
Yeah, I think that probably would be. That'd be interesting. How do you read that? Be like, oh, cool, we're going to do horses and motorcycles. And all right.
One that came to mind for me, and we actually rewatched it the other night, is the opening scene of The Last Crusade. Indiana Jones, when he's getting chased and he's on the train.
Oh,
when he's young Indiana River Phoenix.
Yeah,
which like is like, you know, kind of like silly, like school, and you know, same with even Raiders of the Lost Ark in the beginning when he's getting chased by the boulder. Yeah, that one's great. And I mean, from what I learned about The Last Crusade, when that one was completely written out, and it establishes why he hates snakes, and it's like, it's pretty cool.
I like all the India, except, I mean, the Crystal Skull is kind of just a
not good
outlier. I mean, it takes, I know that Indiana Jones is like, it's magical, mystical, whatever. But then add that, like, there's no reason he should survive
The nuclear
explosion if he gets in a fridge, unless maybe he has an amulet.
Yeah,
like throw that in because there's already like mystical, magical stuff. Use that. Don't just be like, no logic here. He just hopped in a fridge, and the force from an atomic bomb.
Yeah,
and just he's not even hurt.
Yeah. I mean, the only thing I could see them saying is, I mean, he did drink from the Holy Grail, so he should have, like, I mean, but in a way that makes him only live longer. I don't know if it prevents him from.
You're right.
Yeah, because that's like one thing. Like, I was thinking about when I'm watching The Last Crusade, because he drinks from the Holy Grail. Spoiler alert. You're like, maybe he should be immortal now, I guess.
Maybe.
But, I mean, they're working on Indiana Jones 5, apparently. We'll see how that goes.
Will Shia LaBeouf be in it? Dude, did you see Peanut Butter Falcon?
Oh, yeah. It was on my rec room.
You wrecked it. Okay. It was fantastic.
So good.
Yeah.
So good.
Rachel was crying.
She was
bawling her eyes out. She's like, because, so here's what I knew, like, that move. I didn't think he was going to do it. I didn't think he was going to do it to that guy. I thought he was going to do it to the guy after I figured he would hit LaBeouf.
Like, yeah.
Do something to Shia LaBeouf, and then after he would do the move that no one could do. But I did not see the.
Like, oh, it's so good.
And then once that happened, and then it, like at the end, she's like, "What did he? You know, like when they're driving."
Oh yeah, yeah.
I don't want to spoil anything.
Yeah, so. No, that's a great movie. Definitely recommend again. But yeah. Oh, and then also, the opening scene of Incredibles is actually a pretty well written scene, where kind of balances action and comedy.
I don't remember that.
Where he's like, you know, kind of runs into, you know, Elastigirl. He's like, oh, you busy tonight or whatever. He's like, obviously they're about to get married. And he leaves. And then, like, he's speeding. And he's, like, chasing someone, like a robbery.
I haven't seen The Incredibles in so long.
Yeah, so he's speeding. He's chasing, like, a robbery. And then, like, he stops because, like, some woman's like, there's a cat in the tree, and, like, the burglars are getting away, and he's, like, shaking the tree to get the cat out, and eventually he gets the cat out, stops the burglars with the tree, and then makes it to his wedding. But it's really, like, well thought out.
Yeah.
And with The Incredibles, in terms of Pixar movies, like, obviously Pixar makes great movies. I think Incredibles is probably their best.
Ever?
To me, like, as, like, a whole film, like, that's, like, enjoyable for everybody.
I like Bug's Life.
Bug's Life's a good movie.
Bug's Life is just like about this dude who's got to go find these unlikely heroes, and they're like, "Well, we'll make a bird."
And then Up is also
Up's great. Yeah. I mean, Pixar they do a good job. Yeah. What's their latest?
Coco was Pixar.
Coco,
I haven't seen that one.
Coco's great.
Yeah, I heard that one's really good too. Pixar does a good job. Maybe outside of Cars 2. Apparently, but
did they do that?
Yeah, they did that.
I wish, that's whatever. Cars was very successful.
Oh, yeah. Lightning McQueen. He's the best.
But that was Disney. Disney and Pixar.
Yeah, Disney Pixar. And that actually brings up the next topic pretty well. What are some movies that we liked as children that were actually bad, but like we still kind of like? Like, not like we go back and like, you know, I don't like it anymore. But, like, it's just, like, we liked it as kids.
I will always, like, but I genuinely don't think they're bad movies. Like The Chronicles of Riddick, Pitch Black. Like, I genuinely, like, some people might be like, they're my favorite movies. Some people might be like, those are silly.
Well, Chronicles of Riddick is probably the one that people would disagree with you the most.
Oh, I know, and I'm okay with that because that one is my favorite.
Yeah.
Because for the reasons that people probably, I like that they go into this weird, like, I like the depth that they try.
But yeah.
I wish that there was a Escape from Butcher Bay movie. Like, that's what I wanted. I wanted, I played the game. The game was cool. But I wanted a Riddick Escape from Butcher Bay.
Well, I hope that Gollum game is kind of like that.
Yeah, that would be sweet.
Oh, yeah,
that'd be sweet. So back to, I'm trying to think of like bad movies that. Oh, Slappy and the Stinkers.
What?
Yeah, Slappy and the Stinkers is about.
Watch your mouth.
It's about these kids and they get a seal. And he.
Oh, I do remember.
And
that.
They like get in a tub, and they. I don't really remember.
And then there's like the.
Ride the tub down this crazy track, and they just. I don't know. They beat up their principal, or like
the principal is played by the Asian guy who's in Jurassic Park.
Yeah, I think.
Yeah, yeah. The doctor.
But Slappy and the Stinkers. That's not like the best movie, but.
Let's look at the Rotten Tomatoes score of Slappy and the Stinkers right now.
Hit me with this.
So
why don't we just look up some bad movies and see? Like,
well, I had one in mind.
You have a specific?
Yeah. I don't even think it has. It doesn't even have a. It has a 5 on IMDb. Hey, you know what? It's not too bad. Not too bad. A movie from childhood that I like and will always like, but. At the time, I don't think people really liked it, was Space Jam.
Oh, what do you mean? No, I mean everybody loves Space Jam.
Well, it was a commercial hit, but I don't think a critical hit.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah. Who cares? Like, it was Space Jam. Come on.
Did you see?
I love Space Jam. I agree with you. Yeah, Space Jam is
Space
awesome.
Space Jam was awesome. I mean, I don't watch a whole lot of basketball anymore, but like.
I watch a little.
The Michael Jordan era was just so cool.
Yeah, he was just, I mean, LeBron is similar, but there's just too many. Like, Michael Jordan was the first, like, you know, the best. Like, the first, mm-hmm. like, he was better than everyone. He was so, and he was, not only that, he was a star. Like, he was, he had the persona. He was.
And the NBA and had been around.
And he delivered every, yeah. like, he put on, and Space Jam was all, like, it was. You knew Michael Jordan as like the greatest.
Yeah, exactly.
You're just like, and then he went to baseball, and like you still were like, he still was a professional baseball player.
Yeah,
still,
yeah.
But you just expected him to be the greatest. It's like then he went back to basketball.
Did you watch The Last Dance yet? It's on Netflix now. I was gonna probably pop it on.
No,
but apparently it's really good, and you get to see how much of an asshole he really was.
That was people's just like he just wanted to win.
Yeah, he had nothing wrong with it.
And.
But
that's why he's considered one of the greatest.
I think they just revealed the new Toon Squad.
Yeah, people are not happy about the new Toon Squad jerseys. They're like, come on, why can't you just keep the throwbacks?
Yeah, I didn't. I saw it briefly, and I was looking at it. Yeah, I saw the GIF of LeBron in it. We'll see. Hey, I'm gonna reserve my judgment.
Maybe they'll change it. It wouldn't be that hard to. I'm sure they was CG, but you don't want to get a Superman CG.
No, kind of thing. With the mustache, holy shit. There's a couple of other movies I'm sure
The Labyrinth's fantastic.
I'm so mad they're making another one.
I reserve my judgment until I see it. I like worlds that they create. If they take a different, a creative approach, or if it's just the same movie.
Yeah.
Like, if they actually develop an interesting sequel. Like, I actually don't hate Sinister 2.
Yeah, it was all right. I mean, I just forget it.
I like they develop the different side. It's from the kid's perspective.
Yeah.
Dealing with the demon who's trying to convince him to, like, kill the rest of his family.
Yeah.
And it was interesting. Like, it's... I don't think that's the best movie.
No.
I don't think the execution was there, but I thought it was an interesting idea. I was like, okay, they tried to be like, all right, where do we go from Sinister that isn't just the same shit? And they went, all right, it's going to happen again, or this has happened before, whatever. I don't remember exactly. I just liked that they tried.
Because
some movies just don't.
Like,
movies are just...
Well, it's like... I think it's
why Hangover?
We both want to fuck The Hangover, but we both really enjoyed Dr. Sleep.
Yeah,
which was awesome.
Dr. Sleep was like, okay, I have problems with Dr. Sleep, but it's still is like, okay, this is a cool world that they've created from The Shining. Like, and apparently I didn't read the book, so just what I know from the movie, I'm like, all right, this is cool. I like the depth they go into it.
Yeah.
They try to explain things like, why was this place like this?
Yeah.
Why was there... Was it all in his head? No, it wasn't. It's this whole other thing.
Yeah. But, yeah. We'll see how The Labyrinth 2. Or I don't even know if it was a remake or 2. I don't. Who knows? David Bowie's not going to be in it, so it's kind of a shame. But that's going to bring us to The Rec Room.
What about Tenet?
The last one I'm going to recommend.
Oh, you're going to recommend it?
Yeah.
All right.
You go ahead.
Okay, I'm going to recommend. I've been on an anime kick.
Seven Deadly Sins.
Yeah, Seven Deadly Sins.
I see you've been watching it.
Yeah, it's okay. I gotta say, and Brandon warned me. Brandon was like, "Okay, it's a cool show. It's good. It's like great characters, but the main character just is real like gropey, like grabby. Like he just will just grab the main girl's boobs and go, stick his face like in her like." Crotch area.
It's like Master Roshi.
Exactly like, but blatantly. And, but he's the main character who's like, he's the Goku.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's this, that's how Brandon said it. He was like, he's Goku, but he just does the But I like your comparison to Master Roshi because, yeah, he's like, he's just like, ugh, and just go squeeze her and just like, what? But he's such a good character. He's like really strong. He's Goku in a way. And that's the only thing that you have to get past because there is this awesome show.
Yeah.
Like, it's really cool. If you like Dragon Ball Z, if you like, there's all of these things. There's religion-y stuff in it, kind of. Because the seven deadly sins, and then there's the Ten Commandments, and the Ten Commandments have powers, like, if you do something in front of them, if you tell a lie in front of them, you turn to stone.
Yeah.
And, like, they have cool powers that, and it's very interesting, but it's a cool show. It's, I actually enjoy it a lot.
Because I use your Netflix account, I see you.
Yeah,
I watch it. And I before I get to Tenet, I started watching another Netflix original anime, Sirius the Jaeger.
What's that?
It's pretty good. I actually got to sit down and rewatch a couple episodes because I was working out while I watched a few, so like I feel like I missed a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, it takes place in I think like the 20s or 30s, and it's like a group of vampire hunters, and basically one of like the main guys got like this like spirit in him called Sirius.
Mm-hmm.
It's like makes him like the ultimate
the best
but like he's still not good, so like he's
not a good guy
or no he's still like not like it's not like overpowered because he keeps getting like overtaken because turns out his brother is a vampire and like you don't know that in the first episode but and then like they tell you in the second. It's pretty cool. I gotta give it a fair chance because I watched the first two episodes in Japanese, which I prefer because I feel like it gets the acting a little bit better. And then I watched the other two in English while I was working out, so I didn't really get.
Switched. Yeah. I just choose if I'm gonna do English, I do English. If it's only in Japanese, I'll go to English, but I still haven't. I'll probably end up.
But the action's really cool in it, so. But my recommendation is the movie Tenet. So it's the first movie I've seen in the theater since March or February. It might be since I saw Sonic the Hedgehog.
Which was great, you said.
Yeah, Sonic was good. Yeah.
I still haven't seen
really.
It.
Really? You didn't see Trolls World Tour? Did you see that one?
I saw that, of course. Why would I miss that?
I haven't seen Tenet, Christopher Nolan is... So this one's like really in the weeds in terms of like
I saw like reviews and I didn't want to watch. I don't want a negative opinion, like because it was like why you shouldn't risk your life to go see on Snapchat. I was like
don't even click on that stuff.
I don't care. Like Nolan gets weird. Like I saw that with Interstellar. Interstellar has a really interesting plot. Like it's just kind of gets silly.
So, this Tenet for me in terms of the Nolan movies ranks above Interstellar easily.
It's great.
I really enjoyed it because this was the most like, all right, he's just really doing his thing here, like, because it's all about like
World War III.
It like almost had some like Looper-esque
like
qualities to it, but like it was all about. Things, because like in the trailer you see like things move backwards, that's because they're inverted, so it's like a whole technology from the future. It's like somehow like they get to the present, and it's a really cool spy movie on top of that.
So basically what you're saying is the reason why people don't like it is because it's too hard to follow for them.
Yeah, like, and honestly like some of it is hard to hear.
That's what there was a lot of. I saw like just the headlines of saying, "Is Nolan's movie too loud?"
Yeah, well, you know, it's hard to say because we were in an IMAX theater, but it also didn't feel like a real IMAX theater. It felt like they did the IMAX stuff, but like the acoustics of the theater, it was like felt smaller than like the one in Hamilton.
Yeah, where'd you go?
The Center Valley, out in Lehigh Valley, because we had to go into Pennsylvania because it wasn't out in Jersey yet.
Yeah, I was going to see it alone.
Yeah.
Rachel said she wants to see it with me.
It's good. I mean, I want to see it again. And honestly, I would see it with subtitles, because like it's hard to like a lot of the.
You can see it with subtitles?
I mean, I'm saying I would want to see it with subtitles. Oh. I think you can. There are options. I don't know if they have them in COVID times, but like sometimes you can
get the little thing.
Yeah, but because like a lot of the dialogue is very in the weeds in terms of like what's going
That's
on.
That's weird too, because he had such a good sound mixer for.
But like he you know, this is him. He's like, he doesn't, because it's like a lot of it's like they're wearing like oxygen masks.
Is he trying to be like what's his name, 2001 A Space Odyssey guy,
Kubrick?
Yeah, Kubrick. You know how like Kubrick does the, as far as hear more of the, in the space where you just hear his breathing.
No, I don't think that's it. I think he wanted to be a little more realistic in terms of when you're wearing a mask, how much you could understand.
Oh, okay. So he just wanted to paint a picture.
Yeah, like that's how I think. And it just that was my only, not even a complaint, because I know he likes to, he doesn't, because the whole thing with Dark Knight Rises.
Are you gonna shoot a man before?
They had to change his whole voice, because in the beginning, remember in the trailer, it was like, and everybody complained. And his thing was like, I don't want to dumb it down for the audience. So like, I think that's kind of what he's doing here. He didn't want to dumb it down. It's his own movie, his own story.
I think that's what he's been waiting to do, like his own thing too.
But it, I mean, he gets to do his own thing.
But I'm saying like he's fully like now. But people so like. He's been because he has to go back and do, like, Batman or like studio. I feel like studio movies or, but they were still his Batmans.
Yeah,
they were.
So I think this movie is probably his most risky movie.
Yeah,
but I think that like, I mean, Inception, it's just cool, man.
Yeah,
it is just like for me, I was like, because Inception was cool.
Yeah,
but it was like a little easier to. To like the way he explores time travel in this is just insane.
Yeah,
and like there's like a big battle scene at the end that you'll watch and you're like, this is the coolest shit ever.
Well, I'm sure he probably put a fair amount of thought into
that. Oh yeah, he always does research.
Works. Like he that's what he did for Interstellar. Like he talks to professionals. Like he's not just making up.
Yeah.
If time travel was possible, they have to come up with a.
Okay. And
so I really want to see it.
It has a great villain, Kenneth Branagh.
Really?
Yeah. And the relationship between Robert Pattinson and John David Washington, I think his name is great. Because, like, it's like this, like, really interesting, because it's like, oh, who is this guy? And then, like, they're working together and, like, do you trust him? Do you not? Like, because it's a spy movie still. So... really cool. Recommend it. I'm gonna check it out. But yeah, but other than that, we gotta get to a comedy show and we had we went for almost an hour here. And
schnitzels.
Yeah, have one of these schnitzels. Mm. Actually the cotton candy grape.
It tastes just like cotton candy.
It's like salami.
It's worth $18.
You can find me on Twitter, twitter.com/TommyJohns, patreon.com/TommyJohns, nookshots.com, and
you can find me up in a tree, KISS.
Yeah.
ING.
Find Dan hanging out with the bees. But
I was gonna say.
Yeah?
Bees.
Yeah.
Yep.
Got it. Goodbye, folks.
just fill your